Hello, Andrea?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. Yeah. Yep, we made it to Friday, so that's a good thing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know you and I briefly talked the other day, but you were on your way to work because you work from 2 to 5, so I thought I'd call you a little bit earlier. But I understand – oh, you're welcome. No problem. But I understand that you were thinking of maybe getting an account set up under a new website?
Yeah. I have somebody building one, but they're taking forever. It's a private person. I'm not sure if it's ever going to get done. So I thought I'd see what my options are with you guys.
Okay, I can definitely give you some options. You have access to that domain that they're working on, or would you need a brand new domain, you think?
I think I have access to the domain.
Okay, and what's the name of the, or what's the URL for the domain?
It should be walla.com. WALLAHH.com, I believe.
Okay, let me see here. I'll try to see if anything's happening on that one.
Kind of connected to his website through Square.
Oh. Town Square or is it Square? Oh, Squarespace, it says on it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. I'm shocked that it's taking that long, but I hear that a lot with private companies. Sometimes people pay them a lot up front to get a website built, and then, you know, a week turns into a month, and a month turns into 6 months, and pretty soon it just doesn't get done, you know? So
yeah.
The nice thing
this
about
–
it's what?
This is a friend that's struggling that he knows about computers and such, but – his struggles are taking up all his time, and I understand that, but on the other hand, I need a website.
Yes,
so.
Understandable. Yeah, so if you have the login credentials to that domain, we'll build one on the same domain for you. If not, then that's okay. We can actually, purchase a new one, maybe, you know, walla.net or something, or .org, something that's close to it, you don't have the login. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking maybe getting another domain name anyways because it's a subsidiary of Walla. It's called Out of the Box Tees and More. I'm doing merchandising for bands and such. So I kind of like to keep it separate. So maybe we could find something like that.
Oh, that's cool. So merchandising for bands, but you're selling like T-shirts and little lanyards and things like that with the logos. Cool. Okay.
Yeah,
we can do that. That's not a problem. So our sites, if you want one close to what we have for walladesigns.com, they sell for $400 up front plus $49 a month hosting. But what I would recommend is to start with the bundle package, which you had initially when you signed up, where you were paying $149 monthly. That pricing isn't available anymore, but we have a bundle package where it combines that with Facebook ads, and that's $249 month to month. So with that package, I can get an override to include the site for you, and it would include your first page placement on Google, your first page placement on Bing. It would include the mobile optimization, making sure that the new company is found from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then we also would run Facebook ads on it. So you know how pretty much when you search for anything online, chances are next time you go to the Facebook news feed, there's an ad popping up for that, right?
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because then that way, you know, once the site launches and you start getting business, you'll have a tracking system, which means you'll have the ability to see not only the new clients you receive from Google, but you'll see which new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see what zip codes they're coming from. But I think for you doing merchandise, that's probably not going to be applicable, right?
Yeah, just online.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, merchandise is usually more online. So, yeah, so what I would do is the $99 setup fee would go on the first payment only. So it would just be $348 today. And then what I would do is send a request to the director and explain the situation and then get the site included at no additional cost. So,
okay.
With that being said, I mean, since it is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you would like to get started on. That way you can get the site up and running and, you know, finally get a return on it, right?
Yeah. So it's how much every month?
$249 month-to-month with no contracts. Now, for your Walla Walla tile mosaics, you're paying $29 a month hosting. So once the site launches and you start getting some solid work off of it, if you ever wanted to scale back on the program and just do the hosting, I would put a note in here for you that we would honor the $29 hosting for the new site too. Okay, but
that would include all the bells and whistles.
Right. So all the bells and whistles is included in the $249 package. But, you know, it's nice to know in the future that if you ever wanted to, you know, just keep the website up and running, that you have that option to go to, you know, kind of, you know, a more affordable option. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can I give you a call on Monday and set that up? Get my finances arranged a certain way again?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay?
Yeah, unless you wanted to do this, because if you set it up on Monday, we can't get the client interview scheduled till Monday, which means the ball gets rolling, you know, a little bit, you know, later. So if you wanted to, we could, let's see here. The $249 package includes the budget to run the Facebook ads. If you wanted to, we could take those off, and that would lower the subscription to $199 monthly. And then I could also ask them if they would allow me to waive the setup fee for you. Because if I could get that approved, that would save you $150 today, you know, plus it would save you $50 each month moving forward. And sometimes people start with a package like that because the Facebook ads, they're super easy. You could always call back later and add those if you wanted to. But that way, at least the whole site starts getting launched and the business starts getting some online, you know, presence, you know, which is what it's going to need, especially if it's a new entity, you know. So do you think, do you think that that's something that's affordable today, if I could get this all going for $199 out the door, including the site?
Yeah, I can do that.
You can do that. Okay, so give me a second here. I just want to send out the request. And then while I get this approved for you, do you have a different phone number and a different address to use for the other company?
No, it's just the same.
Okay, so we can't register it on Google under the same address because that would show to Google as a duplicate listing and it would hurt your rankings. So what some people do is they use a friend or a relative or a colleague's address, because once the address is verified, and if you recall, Andrea, all that means is we send a 5-digit PIN code to the address, and then when you get it, you read it back to us. So once the address is verified, it would be hidden on Google. So I can put it in.
I can use my studio downtown. That's where I do a lot of the work.
Excellent. And you get mail there too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do that. We'll use the studio address. And then one second here. And then for the phone number, that's easy. We can do a tracking number on the new company. So in other words, we'll purchase a 520 area code number. When people call it, it will forward over to your number. But to Google, because it's not the same phone number, it won't conflict with the other business. So it'll be a brand new phone number that we'll get going for you. And then just to create this account, I'm going to do it under a different number so it doesn't conflict with the other one, but it'll just be to create the account. It won't be associated with the business. So one second here. So the merchandise that you're selling, is it for local bands or is it for some big name headliners or what type of bands is it?
It's for local bands and DJs and artists. So I'm going to be having like a store where they can purchase a shirt and pick the artist and the art that they have there, or pick a band and then I'll do and pick a shirt and then I'll make it and send it to them.
That's absolutely amazing. Okay, yeah, so that's good. I'll put some notes in here so the technicians know. And then do you have a different email address that I can send the confirmation to? Not the Walla one, obviously, dot murals, but
yeah.
Is there a different? Okay.
Yeah, it's out of the box, keys and more, all lowercase, at Gmail. Hold on.
Okay, out of the box tees, so that's T-E-E-S, right? And more?
No, it's just T-S.
Oh, T-S. Okay, good. I'm happy I asked. Okay, it didn't stick the first time, but maybe that's because I had the... Oh, no, now it's sticking. Okay, good. And then... For the listing on Google and for the website, how do you want it to read? Is it going to be exactly like that, out of the box tees and more, or do you want to put in Inc.
Yes.
or LLC or anything like that?
No, it's just out of the box tees and more is good.
Okay. I like that too.
Yeah. I've always thought out of the box. I've been the black sheep of the family and everything.
There's always one, you know?
Yes.
Yep. My son's that way, but he has the best potential out of all of my kids, but he's always the one that out of all four of my kids, he probably has given me the most gray hairs over the years, you know?
Yeah. My mother could say that too.
Yep. Yeah. I relate 100%. So for the listing, is it going to be T apostrophe S or is it going to be how you want the T's to read on the listing? Out of the box T's and more?
Yeah.
Or just capital T? Yeah, that's
what
I had.
Yeah. Well, we can make it just like the Gmail. Then people won't get confused, probably. I don't know. Keep it as simple as possible.
I like it with the apostrophe because it'll show T's rather than just TS. People might not know what that means. But it's
That's
a preference.
True.
It's not going to affect the website because when we purchase the domain for the website will be attached to everything. So people will just click on it.
Okay.
Yeah, so they'll already see.
Apostrophe then.
Okay, I think that's better too.
Better.
Okay, and then what's the studio address, Andrea?
31 East Tool. That's T-O-O-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the code is 85712.
31 East Tool 85. Oh, when I put it into Google, it autofilled and it said 85701. Do you think that that's the case or should it be the 12?
Let's go with what Google says.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah, because it automatically, when I started typing in 31 East Tool, it automatically autofilled it. So that should be the correct one. And then there's no suite or unit number or anything, is there?
No.
No, okay, good.
It's
so that's
a gallery with videos, so it's a manager that gets all the mail. He knows me, so
excellent. So that address will get the PIN code in 5 to 10 business days, so let him know to kind of keep his eye out for it. Okay, and then I got the approval to do the website for you and to waive the setup fee, so I just have to put these two promo codes. Oh, you're welcome. I'm always happy when I can help people out as much as I can. So I'm going to assign this and then put these two codes in. Now, do you have a logo or pictures or any type of samples that you want to put up on the site initially?
Yeah, I do. I don't have a logo for myself, but I've got them for everybody else.
Okay.
So I can send those and some samples of work I've done for other clients, for some of the clients I already have.
Okay. Very cool. Okay. So now that I have that all assigned, and I have the promo codes in here, how does your name read on the credit card? Is it under your name or under the business name or both?
It's under my name.
Okay, and then what's the billing address?
5941 West Rafter, that's R-A-F as in Frank, P-E-R, Circle,
mm-hmm.
Tucson, Arizona, 85713.
Okay. And then the card number when you're ready.
Okay, it is 6011
mm-hmm.
0030 1381
mm-hmm.
5129.
Okay, expiration?
1228.
And the code?
615.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Andrea, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create the appointment for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords and getting you set up and building the site. Now, some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Out of the Box Teas and More.
Okay, thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Andrea Antel, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term will be charged today, which is February 9th, in the non-refundable amount of just $199. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the ninth day in the amount of $199. You may discontinue as long as you're with us. You're going to be grandfathered into that pricing, and you may discontinue your program at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm looking at the calendar here, and I know you work at 2, but I think the only opportunity we have for a client interview would be at 1. Do you think that that would work, that it'll take about 20 minutes?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, good. Okay.
I don't have school as it happens today, so that works perfectly.
Oh, it's school. I thought it was your work. Okay, I'm sorry.
It is. I'm an after-school art teacher. So.
Oh, got it. That's cool. I envy you. You know, I don't have an artistic bone in my body, so every time I see someone that's artistic, I'm like, man, that's so awesome.
Well, it's a blessing and a curse. I'm also dyslexic with numbers, so my left side doesn't work very well, but my right brain overcompensates.
Wow, that's interesting to know. Well, we're all different. Yeah, and you know what? I think being artistic like that also goes hand in hand with being musical. A lot of people that are artistic are also very musical, right?
Yes, and dance too. They're all right.
Yeah, absolutely. I envy that too, Andrea. That's so cool. So I got you nailed down. What I did was I blocked out an hour from 1 to 2 o'clock Pacific, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, only because I got you some special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that your pricing never goes up and that you're grandfathered into this. So did you get, did you get an email from me right now that says local / initial invoice?
Let me check. Out of the box tees and more at Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
Okay, excellent. So there's a link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay.
All you have to do is click on that link, and it'll take you to a page that says local / terms of experience. You would just scroll to the bottom. There's two little boxes that you have to check to show that you're authorized on the account and that you receive text messages. And then you would hit your plug your name in, of course, but hit confirm signature. And once that's done, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you after the client interview. My main thing is just to get the pricing locked in.
Okay, so I see a box at the bottom that looks like an attachment. I clicked on that, but I didn't see.
You know what I think it's doing, Andrea? I think it's conflicting with the Wella Murals, because that one you already authorized through the same phone number, so maybe it's recognizing that. Does it say out of the box on it, or does it say Wella Murals? Let me actually look at it and see.
It says neither. It's just out of the box.
Good. Okay. So if you go all the way to the bottom, do you see where it says I agree to receive SMS messages and I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer?
Not on that box part, but I see when it's a it's a calendar thing.
Oh yeah, that's the one I sent you to just remind you of the appointment at one. But I want you to look at the other email that says local / initial invoice.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the one that has the link on there.
Access your dashboard or please click here to accept subscription terms.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah.
And that's the one that you should be able to go right in and scroll to the bottom. And you'll see those two boxes that I was talking about. Once you checkmark them, they should turn blue. And then you would put in your name and hit confirm signature.
Okay. Putting in my name now. Confirm signature. Okay. Yes, I'm at the username and password then.
Okay, good. So you're at the right spot. Now, your username, when you get it, don't panic. This was done intentionally. It's not a typo. I created the username under 520-934-0628. But like I said, that's not associated with your account whatsoever. I just did that so that it doesn't conflict with the other account in our system. Okay, so what they'll do is they'll purchase a call tracking number for you, and that will actually be forwarded to 520-934-0629. So everything is going to be consistent with your phone number. So when you see that, you know, number ending in 0628, all that is the username for this account. It doesn't have anything to do with where client calls will go or anything like that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you're all good to go, Andrea. And then lastly, you have our toll-free number, of course. You've been working with us a lot, but my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you ever want to talk to me directly, you would just plug in that 777 and it'll ring directly to my desk. And then other than that, you would just hit option 1 and then anybody that answers the phone can help you. Okay.
Okay. That's a great number, 777.
I've been here for 12 years, and the first two times I requested it, they said it's not available, someone else has it. And the third time they redid the phone system, I requested it, and I finally got it. So my persistence paid off.
Yeah.
So
if I wanted to log in, I've got the password, but I don't have the username, what are you?
I'll send it to you now. You typically don't need it until after the client interview, but I'll send it to you now just so that you have it. And then you'll have access to the dashboard right away, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And have a nice weekend coming up, too.
I will. You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I've got two bands to go to. I sell at their shows, so I've got two of those to do this weekend.
Wow. You know what? I love live bands, and I love live music so much, and I know that when my kids were young, I couldn't go out that often. I didn't have people to watch them to watch live music. So we're in California, so I got the tickets, the annual passes to Disneyland, and every Friday, Saturday night, they have live bands playing over there. And it was the coolest thing, just being able to go there and watch the live music with my kids, you know, in kind of like a safe environment. It was so great. Yeah, I love it. So things kind of changed a little bit after COVID and whatnot, you know, so, but it was so much fun.
I raised my kids, and now I'm older. I can go out dancing. So.
Yay! That's great. What kind of genre are you like? What kind of music?
I like all kinds of music. I like blues and rock and roll. I like the new EDM stuff. I like old, like, country western. I like it all.
Wow. You'd be good to go on Name That Tune then, because you have a big variety of songs that you like, you know? You'd probably be real. Or Shazam.
Yeah, my boyfriend can get it in like 2 beats.
Can you? Wow, that's good. I have a girl I know like that. She can get any song in like 2 beats, and I'm always thinking like, man, she'd be like, take all the money on you know, Beat Shazam or on the Name That Tune for sure.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That's great. Okay, well, you're all good to go. They'll be calling you around 1 o'clock, and in the meantime, have a great rest of your day, Andrea.
Thanks, Tina. You too.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.